The opening track on Front Porch is the foot-stomping Nothing Is Easy. It shows off Curry's powerful voice and the chops of guitarist Michael Rapier, bassist Chris Rogers, and drummer Rick Snow. It's a long way from the original cabaret-style theater show the budding actor was ready to perform on a cruise ship after leaving ISU.
They weren't even going to make me wait tables or anything, and I was going to have a venue on a ship singing jazz and doing theater on the boat, and then 9/11 came along.
I'm standing at the crossroads where all them deals been struck. No sign of the dealer, just a burnt out pickup truck, but nothing's easy.
That put a stop to a lot of entertainment at the time. She returned to Illinois and spent a couple of years working in regional professional theater, including Summerstock in Sullivan, Illinois, and a stop in Rock Island. But to her dismay, she slowly realized theater wasn't her passion. So back to Springfield, working a 9-to-5 job while dabbling in local theater. At the time, she also fronted local cover bands and would drop in on live music in Springfield, which is where serendipity eventually worked its magic.
It's going on about 10 years ago that I met my husband.
She and a friend had wandered into Fat Willie's in nearby Chatham, Illinois, where a band including future husband Michael Rapier, yes, that's her current guitarist, was playing blues music. She was mesmerized.
And it was really... I don't know, the first time that I ever got to listen to blues done well live. I had goosebumps on my arms and my legs. It just captured me.
They later asked her to join the band. And in another bout of serendipity, James Armstrong became mesmerized.
He was the one that really kind of planted the seed of you need to be heard. Your band needs to be heard.
The nationally known Los Angeles-based blues man had recently moved to Springfield for a woman he had fallen in love with.
And so he volunteered all of his time to produce our first CD. And between James Armstrong and my brother, my husband, they got together and made it happen.
So what did Armstrong hear?
Well, you got to talk to James about that.
What you thinking? What's on your mind?
I don't think I sound like anyone else. I surely have singers that I listen to that I love, but I'm not trying to copy their sound. And I think a lot of that's going on, especially, you know, in the pop world. I'm just me. I just sing.
I'm not even there. What you thinking, darling? Say what's on your mind.
Indeed, she says she can rip someone up and down and sideways, not unlike one of her heroes, Coco Taylor. Or she can bring it down quite a few notches, as she and the band show on the jazz-inflected ballad, House is Lonely.
We just got the news, news you're going away. We just got the news, you just can't stay. This house is lonely. Smile again someday.
The song called House is Lonely is a song that my husband wrote, and that came from his soul. It was actually written when his older sister had passed away of cancer. It's dedicated to her and also our grandson that we lost.
We will smile again someday.
Married couples aren't unusual in music, but the pairing can be perilous if not handled carefully. Curry laughed when she told me her husband was the brains behind the music, but she quickly added they have what she calls a great relationship.
I told him, I said, I really don't know this genre, but I heard this song by, you know, say Coco Taylor, and I really liked it. And so he really helped educate me, and he'd be like, oh, well, if you like that song, you need to listen to so-and-so. So our relationship comes out of a true friendship and a true admiration and passion for blues.
Curry said that camaraderie extends to the entire band.
Their egos are all left at the door. Nobody has one. Michael is definitely a visionary. He churns new songs out of them every day. I think we are just blessed.
And though Curry's voice and the band's presentation can be powerful, there is an understated ethic to both her voice and the way the band plays.
I'm not there to show what I can do. I'm there to play to the song. Everybody's trained musicians. It's in the band. But I think less is more sometimes. in, you want to give them a little bit, but you don't want to just be up in people's face all the time. I think kind of leave them wanting for more.
Oh, one more thing. Curry told me she doesn't really like the spotlight.
People would never know that I'm borderline stage fright.
It was a curious thing to hear from someone who majored in theater performance at Illinois State University and currently fronts a nationally well-regarded blues band. So what compels her to perform despite the fear?
The stories and the music, the power of the music. When I hear a really great song or I get goosebumps, I don't know how to explain it, but it's a passion that's there that is stronger than my fear. Once I'm up there, I'm really good, and you would never know. It's a terrifying love affair.
It's a fear blues fans across central Illinois and now across the rest of the country are happy she conquers on a nightly basis. I'm John Norton.
But I got no deals to spare.